There's mentoring and then there's mentoring. Sue Schooner was an automotive executive who'd been mentoring high school girls in the Ann Arbor area. That experience was so inspiring, Sue left her automotive job and became the founder and executive director of Girls Group. The mission? Empower middle and high school girls to graduate from high school and then go on to be first in their families to graduate from college. And it's a model Sue believes can be replicated in communities across Michigan. Sue Schooner is here with us now, along with a couple young women whose lives have been changed by Girls Group. Dia Chappelle, an 11th grader at Pioneer High School in Ann Arbor, and Starnika Johnson finishing up her degree in hospital administration at Ferris State University. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to start, Sue, by finding out the great question, how did an auto executive become the godmother of Girls Group?
It certainly wasn't intentional. I've never taken a social work class in my life. I never had children. And until I met the original Girls Group participants, I didn't even like young people. But when I came to Ann Arbor, I just wanted to volunteer. And so I was on the board of the Women's Center of Southeast Michigan, and I was also working with Rose Martin at Peace Neighborhood Center, and they both had young women in middle school, and I started spending more and more time with them, and then they ended up taking over my entire life and then transforming my entire life.
Because you really felt this was something that you wanted to do to the point where it was worth stepping away from your job. Why was that?
Because it was the most humbling experience of my entire life. So I sort of thought that I was a smart person. I was very well educated. I was well traveled. I'd made a lot of money in the automotive industry. I was well read. And then the more time that I spent with these young women, I realized that there was so much that I didn't know. And it was just an amazing experience. And for the last 12 years, I feel like I'm learning and growing all the time. And I know that my friends would say I'm a much better, nicer, more accessible person. So it's been helpful on many different ways.
Describe exactly what Girls Group is.
So we provide mentoring both on a one-on-one as well as a group basis. So at this point, we run 8 programs every single week. So we still run a program at Peace Neighborhood Center, which we've done since the beginning. And then we run programs every week within the schools. So we're inside of Pioneer, Pathways, Huron, Tappan, Clegg, Slauson, and Scarlett. And then in the fall, we'll also be inside of Skyline and Foresight. And then we work on a whole range of different skills. We provide what we call holistic programming because all of us, in order to be successful, there's more to life than managing our academic health. It's about our social, spiritual, intellectual, sexual health. And so the programming, something different is going on every single week so that we're accessing different parts of our personality.
Who conducts the programs?
At this point, we have 7 full-time paid staff, and then we have 13 social work interns who come from University of Michigan, Eastern Michigan, and Wayne State University.
Well, you certainly have grown something very, very strong. I want to turn over to you, Starnika, and just to remind everybody, she's wrapping up her degree in hospital administration at Ferris State University. So I'm interested in when you first heard about Girls Group and what it was about Girls Group that clicked for you.
So this was probably back in middle school time. Wasn't an immediate thing where I jumped into it. It just took time. Just started going to events and then the weekly sessions that we had on Fridays. And for me, Girls Group just provided me with an outlet from things that were taking place at home. So rather that was help with academics, me just needing a mentor to talk to, Girls Group just provided like an outside second home nature kind of a feel for me.
What do you think it did in terms of giving you what you needed to you know, graduate from high school and then head to college and you know, getting your college degree? What did it help with that for you?
Yes, of course. To be completely honest, my mom, she's phenomenal, single parent home, but it's just some things that she necessarily just wasn't able to set aside time for. So Girls Group was who helped me to pick colleges out, to send my applications, work on essays, college prep for SAT, ACT. Yeah, not quite sure as to where I would be today concerning my educational goals if they would have not stepped into my life at the time in which they had.
And I have to ask, what comes after you graduate and have your degree from Ferris State?
So once I'm done with my internship, of course, I'll have my undergrad degree in healthcare administration. I plan to attend the University of Michigan in the fall for health administration, which would be my master's program. And from there, I have plans to join the United States Navy.
Well, that is going to be going to really leave your mark on the world. That is great. Well, now we go over to Dea Chappelle, 11th grader, wrapping up her 11th grade at Pioneer High School. Why did you start coming to Girls Group, Dea?
Well, my friend Sophia, she actually first invited me to Girls Group, and I actually went when they were having their festival party for Thanksgiving. So it was lots of food, lots of smiles, nice people, and great conversation. And I think that I kept going because of the stimulating discussions that we had during group sessions.
Like what?
So, like, we talked about health, what we should be eating, talked about, like, study habits. We talk about things from, like, relationships to, like, mental health. Just a lot of things that I didn't know, little freshman me, and I felt like it was good to, like, have in my life.
You got one more year in high school, and then what do you think you want to do? What's looking good?
Right now, I have 3 top schools, and so right now I want to go to Howard, and then my second is Tennessee State, and third would be Spelman College.
Sue, I can tell you're just beaming as you see these young women talk about their lives shaping up and where they're going to go and what they're going to do. And you started out with just a handful of girls, and now you've got some 300 enrolled.
Correct.
And the programs, as I was looking at the calendar, mind-boggling, running the gamut, you know, budgeting and financial literacy and bullying and managing emotions and health and all of that wrapped up. It's a huge package. But what would you say is really the ultimate goal that you're hoping that these young women take from their girls' group activities?
That they realize that they're special, that they're intelligent, that they're extremely capable, that sometimes the way I define it is, so I sort of say there's like different elements that make Girls Group really special. So we ask big questions like, number one, who am I? Number two, if I'm willing to let go of the fear, who would I ideally like to become? Number three, what are the concrete actions that I can take to become that person? Number four, what is my voice? How do I own and speak my voice? And how do I help others to own and speak their voice? So it's like big, big philosophical questions, like questions that my friends and I are pondering all the time. But I think the point is to go like down, like really deep inside of yourself so that you ignore all the noise around you about you can't do this because you're a girl. You can't do this. It's just like ignore all of that, because if you get really, really deep, then you know that you're capable of doing anything.
I'm interested, Sue, what it would take to replicate Girls Group in other communities, especially whether it's expensive.
So we have a very, very cost-effective model. So we don't own a building. We have a small space for staff at the news center, and Peace Neighborhood and the schools let us use their building for free. Like I said, we work with 13 social work interns, and they have to do a year-long internship in order to get credit to graduate. And so the bulk of the money is our 7 super talented full-time staff, and then just snacks and field trips. So I think that what's great about Girls Group is that, to me, it's all very intuitive. I mean, all of us know that if you set high standards for people, then they're going to raise themselves up and meet those standards. And if you start stereotyping people and you don't have standards for them, then guess what? Then they aren't going to reach their potential. So I think that so much of what we do is just about love, sisterhood, community, communications, respect. So my personal theory is that, like, in everybody's heart of hearts, everybody wants the same thing. Girls, parents, teachers, guidance counselors, everybody wants the best for their child. And then because maybe a girl's having a bad day and she acts out, or a mom's busy and she doesn't show up and go to the guidance counselor, or the teacher's having a bad day, like, all of a sudden there's all this noise and people don't communicate. where the reality is that if everyone could open their heart and see the grace in the other person and reach out and communicate, like even if you have a bad day and even if you have a bad week, just keep communicating and keep encouraging people. Because the studies show that if girls feel connected at school, then they'll be engaged. That means connected with peers, with teachers, with guidance counselors. But there are so many ways that girls can become disenfranchised. And if you are, then you aren't going to focus on your academics or your relationships.
Well, I would guess that you would welcome inquiries if anyone's listening in other parts of the state that would like to kind of pick your brain, see what you did. And you can find out more about Girls Group and reach to Sue Schooner and then the team through their website, which is girlsgroup.org. Nice and easy, girlsgroup.org. Thanks for sharing your work with us, Sue, and to Dia Chappelle and Sternika Johnson. Just it was great to have you with us, and we wish you worlds of luck in your plans. It was great to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.